Lawmakers in Florida want to help hundreds of thousands of Floridians who are losing their driving privileges because they can't afford to pay their traffic fines. But the people who depend on those fines to keep the wheels of justice turning are beginning to weigh in. They warn giving drivers a break will be expensive. Here's Sarasota County Court Clerk Karen Rushing testifying to the Senate Criminal and Civil Justice Appropriations Committee.
I think we're all at the verge of going over the cliff if we cannot convince the legislature that the funds that we have now are not adequate to support our needs.
Lawmakers made court clerk budgets completely dependent on traffic fines and other fees in 2013. The result, Rushing told committee members, is a $42 million deficit. Rushing warns that employee furloughs and shorter office hours are likely to continue for the next 5 years if lawmakers don't act. Rushing didn't mention the driver license suspensions to the committee, but her message was clear. After the hearing, Rushing said the reforms would cost court clerks an additional $50 to $90 million. Rushing admits it's hard to say exactly how much money would be lost, but she says the threat of losing a license is a good motivator.
We know from parking violations that often when you don't have towing and booting of vehicles, parking tickets stack up unpaid. So there's a little bit of history to suggest that consequences do have meaning to some.
Rushing and her colleagues are asking lawmakers to plug their budget deficit with general revenue dollars. But it's not clear how lawmakers would make up for lost revenue from the reforms. Republican Senator Rob Bradley of Fleming Island has an idea, and drivers will like it.
There actually might be a solution whereby the amount per ticket is less because the number is too high right now. That, I think, would be something that would be welcome to Floridians who have received one of these expensive tickets, and perhaps it would make for more effective enforcement, consistent enforcement.
Bradley says police would write more tickets if they were cheaper, and that would please reformers, too. He's referring to Republican Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg. Brandis is appalled that more than 1 million motorists get their license suspended every year. Most of the suspensions are for failure to pay traffic fines.
And what we found is we're really penalizing those who can least afford to pay their fines or fees. So 80% of all driver's licenses being suspended are suspended for not inability to pay a court fine or a fee.
Brandis and others argue taking away the ability to drive also means taking away the ability to go to work. They say it's not a smart way to make sure fines get paid. Republican Representative Jeff Stubbe of Sarasota says the logic extends to taking away the driving privileges of a young person caught with a small amount of marijuana.
And I think we've seen that being that way, especially with juveniles, it doesn't have the best outcomes in our state. And once juveniles get involved in the juvenile justice system, they tend to have a pretty high recidivism rate.
But that doesn't mean conservatives are going soft on crime, Bradley insists.
We will continue in Florida to be the toughest in the nation. When you're dealing with nonviolent drug offenders, when you're dealing with traffic enforcement, these are issues where I think the public expects us to take a hard look at those to make sure that they're getting a return on their investment.
The reforms are gaining momentum in both chambers. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.